Past 11 o'clock on a Thursday, with Paul McCartney fading into the background. It's time once again for another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And it's a warm welcome to Eamon and Valencia and their special bottle of, well, today it's De Morganzon Stellenbosch DMZ Chenin Blanc 2025. Welcome, folks, and welcome to your bottle of wine.
Thanks,
Dave. Oh, why don't I have you on the microphone?
It's odd.
That's very peculiar. Maybe because I've got the wrong one open. That would explain it. There we go.
There we are.
And Valencia, definitely, you're there. Oh, no. You must be there. What's wrong? You must put your headphones on, then you'll be able to hear.
Now it's on.
Yes, of course. That's what you had to have them on your head. It doesn't work by remote controls. Not Bluetooth.
It's like an airplane.
Bluetooth. Yeah. Okay, good. So now that we've disrupted entirely the whole of Belito's listening pattern because your headphones are on the wrong way around. You can go home now, Valencia. Eamon, we'll carry on.
No problem, Dave. We'll carry on.
Sure. Okay, what do we know about De Morganzon? And is it something that is relatively fresh and fabulous, new to you, or do you have a long history?
We've had the winemaker at the store a couple of times, Dave, over the years that we've been at our new bottle store, at our new liquor outlet. This is the 2025 vintage, the Chenin Blanc. So it's a year older from last year's vintage. So it's become more subtle, more settled in the bottle. No bottle shock in it, so it's still going to be full of that Chenin Blanc typical flavors that you would normally get in a Chenin. Sugar wise, acidity wise, all very layered fruit that you're going to get in there. The sugar level, well, it's your normal sugar. It's only 2.6, which is very little that you'd get in typical Chenin or Sauvignon Blanc or even in a Chardonnay. But
what is the for those that don't know, the difference between a Chenin Blanc and a Sauvignon Blanc?
Okay, your Sauvignon Blanc, there's two different varietals of grape, Dave. That's number one. A Chenin Blanc can be more on a lighter style, not as dry as a Sauvignon Blanc, but depending on where it's coming from in the Cape, which wine farm, they can be wooded, which is an oak Chenin or an un-oak Chenin. Some have gone into stainless steel, some have gone into concrete, some have gone into what they call amphora, or big amphora clay pots that you used to see in the old, like in Ben Hur, you'd see those big clay pots that they're drinking the water out of. They'd be gone into those. Sauvignon Blanc can also go the same, but Sauvignon Blanc is a bit more next level up from, I wouldn't say from your Chenin, I'd put it on the same level as Chenin, but people prefer sometimes Chenin over Sauvignon Blanc because they don't like, maybe that acidity can play a big part.
So less acidity in Chenin.
I wouldn't say less.
Okay, now you're being cagey.
Yes, cagey. I wouldn't say less. They could be they can be around the same, that acidity, but depending on how can I say this?
The profile. You might get a more pronounced
profile
versus the other.
One versus the other. But Chenin, Sauvignon Blancs tend to be a little bit more, me personally, I think they're a little bit more drier than Chenin. Your Chenin is more or less, you're in between your Sauvignon Blanc and your Chardonnay.
All right, so there we go. This is why we have a regular wine tasting from Tops at Lifestyle, because it's an opportunity to learn something new, possibly. Certainly today, we might be introducing you to a new Chenin Blanc, to you, a De Morganzon Stellenbosch Chenin Blanc 2025. The winemaker is Anthony Sanvido. He hails from Stellenbosch, and the vintage promises a vibrant stone fruit profile with notes of citrus, green apple, and hints of tropical fruit, along with a subtly integrated oak backing. So that's what they say. Mm. Let's have a splash and a breathe. Oh, it smells gorgeous.
You get that there in there, yeah. Dave, yes. The notes are the nose on the wine. Like people say that the bouquet coming out from the glass. You'll pick up that little bit of that stone fruit. What you're talking about in there, you know. Also, when you nose Chenin Blanc as well, if you were to do it blind and you put a Sauvignon Blanc there as well, you'd be picking up nearly practically some of the same notes that citrus that will be in there that you'd also get in Sauvignon Blanc. So it can be quite tricky when you're doing blind tastings. But this, as a Chenin Blanc, you can get that little bit of oak, that little bit of oakness is there as well, but very slight.
Okay.
It's not overpowering. And then when you look at the color of the wine, so it's a 2025, so give that another year or two, that color will slightly change in the wine as it develops more. That'll be the oak helping the wine to develop more in the bottle.
So it plays an important role not only in the taste, but also in the texture.
In the texture. Okay. That's it, in the texture.
So let's have a taste and see how indeed the wine carries on the palate.
The citrus and the green apple.
Oh, that's lovely. Mm. That is gorgeous.
And it's also got that nice tropical
It's all there. Mm. All that fruit is there. And you get that if you get that around that, if you let that wine, when you taste it, let it roll all around your palate, you get that nice little bit of, there's a little bit of creaminess there.
Mm, it's a mouthful.
A little bit. It's a real big mouthfeel to it, but it just sits there and then it's gone. A little bit of acidity is there, but then it's not overpowering. It's just enough to give the wine that texture and to pour another glass.
There we go. They talk about showing apricot, ripe apple notes with structure and minerality. So that's a very polite way of saying exactly what you said earlier. And it is a lovely, fresh, easy on the palate, easy on the eye. Generally speaking, a very, very lovely addition to the cellar.
Definitely, Dave. Yeah, definitely. It's a nice hot day like today.
Oh, it is. Perfect. And it's nice. It's well chilled as well, which adds to it. What sort of price are we talking here?
Dave, it's not badly priced, Valencia.
It's £159.99.
£159.99. So, in anyone else's language, £160. But we understand the world of retail, so it's not as £160. It's cheaper than that by far. It's £159.99, which is not bad for what you're getting. It sits right in the middle of the shelf in terms of its availability price wise. But I think quality, you can't beat it. For that kind of price point, you're getting a really fine drink. A lovely bottle of wine. It is today the De Morganzon Stellenbosch DMZ Chenin Blanc 2025. It's a fairly distinctive bottle. Looking at it, it almost looks like a bottle of beer in terms of the livery. I don't know why, but the label reminds me of a kind of designer beer. But it is it's almost sepia tone, black and white with a little sepia. It stands out on the shelf with a big D and a large M and a big Z, DMZ. You can't miss it when you're walking past. It is an award winner. You see the two gold
Michelangelo Award on it.
Medals stuck very proudly to the glass. So you know that you're getting a wine of quality. If you would like to taste it, try before you buy. What's the deal, Valencia?
We are going to be tasting tomorrow, Friday, from 2 to 4. And Saturday from 12 to 2.
So two days of regular tasting opportunity. Before you buy, go and have a try. And talk to the team. You know, there's a wealth of information available to you at Topps Lifestyle. It's an award-winning store carrying a vast range of wines and spirits. And not just the range, but also the expertise that comes with it in the form of really well-trained assistance for your pleasure. And opening hours have changed a little bit?
Dave, our opening hours for Monday to Friday are 8 to 7, as per normal. Saturdays we are 8 to 5, Sundays are 10 to half past 3, and while our main store, Lifestyle Superspar, goes on a revamp, they're closing at 7, but I'm sure when we're finished with that whole new, brand new store next door to us, we will more than likely we'll go back to 8 o'clock Monday to Friday.
But for now, those special hours, just remember them, folks, don't get caught up. It's always uncomfortable if you arrive expecting the store to be open and it's not.
Especially on a Saturday, Dave.
Especially on a Saturday. So there it is, our wine of the week, courtesy of Lifestyle Tops. Thanks so much, folks. We'll play it again. I think we're going to now change to a Friday.
Yes, I believe so, Dave.
Yeah, it looks like the Dave Charles Show is going to be 3 times a week, not 5, because the girls, are, you know, you have to, you can't get, you got to ration a good thing. You can't have too much, makes you fat.
So very true.
We'll be back next Friday for another Tops of Lifestyle Wine of the Week.